It's a post-match show from the Glen Book, just down the road from Anfield, after Liverpool a drawn with Aston Villa 1-1. I'm joined by Damien Cavada. You misbehaving already?
Not yet, no.
I'm joined by Damien Cavada, by Phil Blunderman, by Jay McKerrin. To start on the footy, Jay, it is disappointing. We know we needed to keep winning to have any chance. It's gone. And I just thought we weren't really good enough, especially with the ball. I thought the final ball was poor throughout. And it really summed up by the fact that we got a gift of 10 minutes and then just don't make enough from it.
Yeah, it feels really deflating, if I'm honest. Like, there's the nice bits, Bobby and all that at the end, but the game just left me really deflated there. Just to say, and then it's our worst performance in a while. And that's partly what the frustration is. You're like, you're at the business end now, I want you to do this. But we just never got going in the game. There's reasons for that we'll come on to. The referee, Aston Villa, ourselves. But the thing you just said there, John, was the thing that annoyed me most out the game. That final ball. So often overhit. Crosses overhit or underhit a few times. But the ball just over the top, trying to play someone in behind. Because they were playing very compact. They were quite a high line and very deep. They like basically that kind of first quarter's their goal. Second quarter of the pitch is between that and the halfway line. And they just stayed there loads. And we just didn't know what to do. And we kept trying to put it over the top. And every time we just kept swatting it. And it kept going to Martinez, who then took ages to fucking kick it. And it just like, it was just like not how we've played. And it took the changes for us to realise, well, okay, if someone gets on the ball, makes a drive and run like Elliot on a few times, or slips someone in for a run and turns them round, we can do something. But we just didn't do it until it was too late, really.